普陀区2020学年度第二学期初三质量调研英语测试听力部分即将开始。先试音。试音的内容是一段音乐，请注意调节音量和音调。试音结束，现在播送答题注意事项。一、选择题部分必须用二笔铅笔填涂，需更改答案时，必须用橡皮将原选项擦去，重新选择。非选择题部分，使用黑墨水钢笔或黑色水笔在指定区域填写清楚，不得使用铅笔、圆珠笔书写。二、答题时应注意试题顺序，试题题号和答题纸编号需一一对应，避免错位。三、必须在黑色矩形边框内答题，超出黑色矩形边框的答案或在试题上的答案一律无效。四、请保持答题纸表面整洁，答题纸不得折叠、破损。注意事项播送完毕，现在开始听力测试。A. 根据你听到的内容，选出相应的图片。在选择题区域相应的空格内，用二笔铅笔填图。每个句子念两遍。
1.Roy went to the amusement park with his family yesterday.
Roy went to the amusement park with his family yesterday.
2. Andy's back hurts a lot these days.
Andy's back hurts a lot these days.
3. Doctors were operating on a young man.To save his life.
Doctors were operating on a young man to save his life.
4. Our school has decided to set up a science lab for students.
Our school has decided to set up a science lab for students.
5.Driving electric cars is a good way to protect the environment.
Driving electric cars is a good way to protect the environment.
B. 根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。在选择题区域相应的空格内，用二笔铅笔填涂。对话和问题都念两遍。
6. When will the students from Tianjin arrive at school?
At 9 o'clock in the morning, and the welcome party will start at 9:30.
Question. When will the students from Tianjin arrive? 请再听一遍。When will the students from Tianjin arrive at school?
At 9 o'clock in the morning, and the welcome party will start at 9:30.
Question. When will the students from Tianjin arrive?
7. Hey, do you need any help?
Oh, yeah.Have you got anything about ancient China? My friend and I are doing a project.
Well, on the second shelf over there, you will find books about it.
Thank you.
Question. Where does the conversation probably take place?
请再听一遍。
Hey, do you need any help?
Oh yeah. Have you got anything about ancient China? My friend and I are doing a project.
Well, on the second shelf over there, you will find books about it.
Thank you.
Question. Where does the conversation probably take place?
Eight. Tomorrow's outing has to be cancelled. It is raining again.
Yeah, it has rained for the whole week. Everyone hopes it will be fine tomorrow.
Question. How is the weather today?
请再听一遍。
Tomorrow's outing has to be cancelled. It is raining again.
Yeah.It has rained for the whole week. Everyone hopes it will be fine tomorrow.
Question. How is the weather today?
9. What should we do for your birthday?
Well, I don't want to sing karaoke or have a party. What about doing something fun?
Shall we go to the beach for a picnic?
It's too cold there. I'd rather do something more exciting.
Question. What are they talking about?
请再听一遍。
What should we do for your birthday?
Well, I don't want to sing karaoke or have a party. What about doing something fun?
Shall we go to the beach for a picnic?
It's too cold there. I'd rather do something more exciting.
Question. What are they talking about?
10. Sir, did you see the no parking sign here?
Oh, I won't be here long.My wife will finish her movie in 10 minutes.
Sorry, sir, not even for 1 minute. This is the emergency exit. It's not the parking area.
Okay, I will go right away.
Question. What can we know about the man?
请再听一遍。
Sir, did you see the no parking sign here?
Oh.I won't be here long. My wife will finish her movie in 10 minutes.
Sorry, sir, not even for 1 minute. This is the emergency exit. It's not the parking area.
Okay, I will go right away.
Question. What can we know about the man?
C. 判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。在选择题区域相应的空格内用二笔铅笔填涂。短文念两遍。
Kevin works for a company. Last Friday morning, Kevin ran his office at 9 o'clock.His boss, Mr. Randy, answered the phone. He told Mr. Randy that he was ill in bed, and he was not able to go to work that day. Mr. Randy asked him to stay in bed until he felt well enough to work. Mr. Randy liked Kevin very much.At noon, he drove to a supermarket and bought some fruit for Kevin. Mr. Randy then went to Kevin's flat and rang the doorbell. Kevin's wife opened the door for him. and told him Kevin was better, and he was sure to be able to work the next day. At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Mr. Randy watched an important football match in his office. His favorite team won, and he was very excited. Suddenly, his smile disappeared, and he looked so angry. He saw Kevin's face on the screen. Kevin didn't look ill, and he didn't sound ill. Kevin was laughing and cheering happily for his favorite team, too. 请再听一遍。
Kevin works for a company. Last Friday morning, Kevin ran his office at 9 o'clock. His boss, Mr. Randy, answered the phone. He told Mr. Randy that he was ill and bad, and he was not able to go to work that day. Mr. Randy asked him to stay in bed until he felt well enough to work. Mr. Randy liked Kevin very much. At noon, he drove to a supermarket and bought some food for Kevin. Mr. Randy then went to Kevin's flat and rang the doorbell. Kevin's wife opened the door for him and told him Kevin was better and he was sure to be able to work the next day. At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Mr. Randy watched an important football match in his office. His favorite team won, and he was very excited. Suddenly, his smile disappeared, and he looked so angry. He saw Kevin's face on the screen. Kevin didn't look ill, and he didn't sound ill. Kevin was laughing and cheering happily for his favorite team, too. 根据你听到的对话，完成下列句子。每空格限填一词，在非选择题区域相应的空格内，用黑墨水钢笔或黑色水笔填写。对话念两遍。Today, writer Jack Miller is going to tell us about his writing day. Jack, some people think writing is more like a hobby than a job. Do you think so?
I don't think so. I take writing more seriously than anything else. I got up early in the morning every day. My sister and I start working at about 8 o'clock. We work through until lunchtime and have a short break for something to eat.
Do you write after lunch?
No.I usually deal with the emails and then write again until the evening.
How long does it take you to write a story?
It usually takes about 5 months to write one. Then I put it away for some weeks. After that, I do other things like writing short plays for the performance in the theater.Then, I start rewriting, and it takes about another 5 months.
How do you feel when you have finished?
I feel proud of my works, and I carry on with my next project.
Thank you, Jack. 请再听一遍。Today, writer Jack Miller is going to tell us about his writing day. Jack, some people think writing is more like a hobby than a job. Do you think so?
I don't think so. I take writing more seriously than anything else. I got up early in the morning every day. My assistant and I start working at about 8 o'clock. We work through until lunchtime and have a short break for something to eat.
Do you write after lunch?
No. I usually deal with emails and then write again until the evening.
How long does it take you to write a story?
It usually takes about 5 months to write one. Then I put it away for some weeks. After that, I do other things like writing short plays for the performance in a theater. Then I start rewriting and it takes about another 5 months.
How do you feel when you have finished?
I feel proud of my works and I carry on with my next project.
Thank you, Jack.
Deep 到此结束，请同学们继续答题。